Praise the Lord.
Our topic is saying the return of the lost son. The return of the lost son. And we know it's taken from our anchor scripture. It's taken from the book of Luke 15, 24. Praise the Lord. We all know where we are using as our anchor scripture is a parable. Jesus used parable in synoptic gospel. When I say synoptic gospel, I'm talking about the eyewitness accounts. And the eyewitness account of the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It is only in the book of John that Jesus did not use parable. But in the book of Mark, in the book of Matthew, in the book of Luke, he used parable. And parable is a short story telling about moral or spiritual lesson. And he used parable because his audience, they were spiritually dead men and women. Those that Jesus was communicating to, they were spiritually dead men and women. They don't have the Spirit of God in them. Therefore, for Jesus to communicate with them, Jesus was telling them spiritual things, using a natural things to illustrate it. That is parable. He was telling them a spiritual thing and using natural things because those men, they were not spiritually alive. They were spiritually dead men. Praise the Lord. And all the parables that Jesus used in the synoptic gospel, they were all talking about the kingdom of God. They were talking about the kingdom of God. And where we are going to look at was a focus on forgiveness and justification. When the son returned, the focus of Jesus communicating to them was about forgiveness and justification. Praise the Lord. I want us to read our Bible so that you will understand when I say that they are spiritually dead men. You will understand. Let's go to the book of Luke 8, 4 to 15. The book of 8, 4 to 15. It's lengthy, but we are going to read it. That's why we are here. We are here because we don't know and we want to know, every one of us. Praise the Lord. And he said, and when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. But others fell on a good ground, sprang up, yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then his disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? Every parable requires an explanation. Every parable requires an explanation. If
if you don't explain that parable, you will not get the details. You will not get the message in that parable. You will not get the information in that parable. That's why his disciples came to him and asked him after the parable. When he has spoken to the multitude, I told you, those multitude, they were spiritually dead men and women. Why? Because of the sin of Adam and Eve. That death, that spiritual death, cut across every human race. Until Jesus came, until Jesus died on the cross, until Jesus was buried, until Jesus resurrected, until Jesus ascended, until the Spirit of God came, no man, no woman was born again. Praise the Lord. The apostle of the old, the Spirit of God comes and use them and leave them. The Spirit of God never lived in them because they don't have the capacity to carry that spirit. And if you are a Bible student, you remember that Jesus said that you don't put a new wine in the old wine bottle. What was he talking about? He was saying you cannot give a man that his heart has not been renewed, Holy Spirit. If you do that, that spirit will not even stay there. Because that spirit is more than the capacity of the heart or heart of that woman. Praise the Lord. When they asked Jesus, where we are reading, when they asked Jesus, the disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? And he said, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, the mysteries of the heaven, but to them, it is not given. What are these mysteries? These are the hidden secret truths of who God is from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world till Jesus came and revealed who God is to us. No man know who God is. That mystery is the secrets, is the secrets of the kingdom of God. To them it was given. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But to the rest, it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Seeing they may not see. I'm reading verse 10. Seeing they may not see, but hearing they will not understand. Now, the parable is this. Praise the Lord. Jesus now explained that parable. I'm trying to explain what parables is before we get to our topic. So that when we start to extract the details in that topic, you will understand. So that when we start to devour, when we start to decode, because when I use the word decode, you will understand. Because they declare you people computer age. The word of God was coded. It's only when the password is given to you, that is only when you can decode and know what the word of God is talking about. Praise the Lord. Jesus was trying to explain to them. He said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. 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 Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots. They don't have roots. They were joyful. They were rejoicing. They were dancing when they had the word of God. But there is no roots in them. There is no root in them. And because there is no root in them, every little thing, we put them out. Every little thing, we put them down. Every little thing, we put them out of the track. Praise the Lord. They will believe for a while, and in a time of temptation, fall away. They believe for a while. Every word of God that you received must be tested. Our daddy has been taking us, and he taught us that every God character must be tested. Every God character must be tested. If you are not tested, you will not know the stuff you are made with. That's why every manufacturer, after manufacturing goods, test it wrong. Test it wrong. There's no car pushed out into a market that has not been tested wrong. There's no electronics. Even your phones with you, they were tested before they push it out to the market. Praise the Lord. Now, the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they heard the word, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruits to maturity. That's why Apostle Paul said that uncertain riches. He called money uncertain riches. Money is not stable. You have it today, tomorrow is gone. Next tomorrow you have it, the next is gone. Because of the cares, because of the peer pressure, because you want to belong, the word of God you have heard, when temptation comes, you drop it away. You will now make a pronouncement. No, only me, kill Jesus. And they have sang it like a song. When I heard that song one day, I was thinking, what was this man saying? He said, no, be only me, kill Jesus. He said, with plenty, kill him. Praise the Lord. No fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having had the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. They kept the word. The ones that fed on a good ground are the ones that had good hearts. When they received the word of God, they kept that word, and that word beared fruit. Praise the Lord. That word beared fruit. The same parable you will see in Mark 4, 1 to 20. Jesus explained every of the parables. And also you will see it in Mark 4, 33 to 34. 33 to 34. He explained. Can we read Mark? Let's open Mark 4, 33 to 34. Jesus explained every parable. And with many such parables, spake he the word unto them,
as they were able to hear it. They don't have the capacity because they were spiritually dead. And you and I that are born again, the Spirit of God lives in us. We have the capacity to receive the Word of God, to keep the Word of God, and to bring forth fruits. And the fruit we are talking about is not mango. The fruit we are talking about is not the best result you come out from in your higher institution. The fruit we are talking about is not money. The fruit we are talking about is not the fruit of the womb. The fruit we are talking about is not success in your business. The fruit we are talking about is in Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. These are the fruits we are talking about. Say the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the fruits we are talking about that you will bear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking. We looked at the fruits. Can we go to Romans 14:17? Kingdom of God is not in eating and in drinking. It's not in meat and in drink. Praise the Lord. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God is not jamboree. Kingdom of God is not party. Kingdom of God is not in the meat and drink. Do we have the time of enjoyment? Yes, we do. Do we have the time of rejoicing? Yes, we do. Why? We rejoice in the Holy Ghost. We rejoice in the Holy Ghost. We don't need a comedian to make us laugh. We don't need a comedian to make us happy. All you need to be alive and joyous is the Holy Ghost. That's all you need. Joy in the Holy Ghost, not about what is happening around you. No, no. If you think about what is happening around you, your heart will stop pumping blood. If you think about what is happening around you, your heart will stop pumping blood. But the joy we have is in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's in the Holy Ghost. We can lock ourselves here and be joyous and be happy and rejoice and shout, because out of our belly shall flow the rivers of living waters. That rivers of living waters is the Holy Spirit. We will see it. You don't need comedian. You don't need comedian. It's only pastors that don't have the message. Call the comedians to make the gullible ones listening to them happy. It's only pastors that don't know what to preach. And if you're a pastor, you don't have what to preach, leave the pulpit, go and sit down and listen. Go and sit down and learn. You call comedian today, you call comedian tomorrow, you call a night of thousand laughs for what? Why are you laughing? You are laughing in your sin. You are laughing in your immorality. You are laughing going down to internal hellfire. We don't need comedians. That place, Romans 14, 17, told us what we need. And also in Psalm 78, verse 2, the word of God, when David, I think you know that David was a prophet and a king. Praise the Lord. David was a prophet and David was a king. And David was anointed at a tender age like you and I. And it took David 30 years to get to the throne. But he was anointed at the age of 15. Psalm 78, 2. Still talking about the parable. Psalm 78. He said, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. This is talking about Jesus. David was talking about Jesus. Jesus opened his mouth in parable and uttered the dark things that has been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Spiritually dead men. Let's go to John 7, 37 to 39. The men, I told you that the men Jesus was talking to, they were spiritually dead. That's why he was using parable. And I explained to you, parable is just a short story that communicates moral or spiritual things. That means you are using spiritual things to explain spiritual things using natural things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are explaining spiritual things, but you are using natural things because the men you are communicating to, they are spiritually dead. They cannot understand. That is why someone that is not born again can never ever understand the word of God. The more you say the word of God, the more the fellow become confused because he cannot. Why? That fellow is spiritually dead. What that fellow need is to be born again first. And let me tell you, young people, after born again, the next thing you go for is the knowledge of who our father is and how things are wrong in our family. Let me say it again. After born again, the next thing you will go for is for knowledge. And that knowledge is to know who our father is and how things are running in our family. Because it's a family business. Christianity is a family business. We have a father and we are children. So if you are in a family, you don't know your father and you don't know how things run in your family, you are not a member of that family. It's true. You cannot belong to a family and don't know how things are run in that family. After salvation, the next thing is knowledge. After salvation, the next thing is knowledge. After salvation, the next thing is knowledge. If not, let me tell you, false prophets and false teachers are just coming up. They have not come out totally. What we are seeing is just testing. If you are not grounded in the word of God, I'm telling you, the wind of doctrine you have been hearing, it will just pick you up, raise you up, shave you, and throw you anywhere. If you are not grounded in the word of God, the years to come, the false teachers will pick you up. They will shift you on the air and throw you off. After salvation, go for knowledge. Praise the Lord. Let's look at John 7:37-39. Jesus addressed the spiritual dead man. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus was glorified when he died, buried, resurrected, and ascended. He died on the cross, buried in the grave, resurrected, stayed 3 days and three nights, and he ascended. Jesus ascended. That is only when the Spirit come. And bear it in mind, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are the same thing. There is nothing like Trinity. We have one God that functioned in three offices for the redemption of man. We have one God that functioned in three offices for the redemption of man. Jesus is God that walked out of God for man to be redeemed. And Holy Spirit is God that came to live in a man. That's Holy Spirit. Because with that Spirit, he lives in every one of us. Even those that are online. Anywhere you are, even if you are in the moon, he lives in you. Even if you are in the grave, he lives in you. How do I know? The Bible says when the trumpets shall sound, the dead in Christ will be the first to resurrect. How? That Spirit that is in them will cause their body. Romans 8:11. Say, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, not another Spirit, if that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, that same Spirit will vitalize, will quicken, will give life to your mortal body. He lives in us if you are born again. Not if you are a pastor. Not if you are coming to church. Not if your father is a pastor. If you are born by him. If you are born by him. Romans 8:9. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you are none of his. If you like, speak in tongues. If you like, feed the orphans. If you like, build houses for the motherless. If you like, give widows all your money. If you like, go and sleep in the prisons. You want to sympathize with them. If this Romans 8:9 is not visible in you, you are none of his, and you are none of his. Full stop. There's no it be like there. Bible is so open. It's me and you that is trying to twist it, because we are trying to read our mind into the scripture. No. You don't bring your idea into the scripture. The scripture changes your idea. That is called renewal of your mind. You don't make scripture say what it didn't say. No. It's the scripture that changes you, not you that changes scripture. If you are not born again, you are not born again. There is no way. It be like say, in fact, he go surprise see me there. I no go surprise see you there. It's only when you are born again. That's why the appearing of Jesus will never take us, the believers, as a thief.
No, no, no. It will never come to us as a thief. It will come to the unbelievers as a thief. But to us, we know once he is coming, he will.
Let me not go there.
You will know.
Praise the Lord. Can we read John 16, 12 to 13? We are still talking about the men that Jesus spoke to. The men that he used parables. Like I told you, parables he used was only in synoptic gospels. And these synoptic gospels was only in Matthew, Mark, Luke. In the book of whole John, there is no parable. In the book of whole John, there is no parable. You know, John's account of Jesus was his spiritual identity. John's account of Jesus revealed him as God. Praise the Lord. John's account of Jesus did not reveal him as man. He revealed him as God. Let's read John 16, 12. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, if there is Spirit of truth, there is Spirit of lie. When him, they, definite articles. If you are studying your Bibles, mark these words. Mark tenses and mark the articles and mark the audience that portion of the scripture was addressing to, and mark what was said to them and why was what was said to them was said to them. It will make you a good Bible student. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of me and shall show it unto you. Holy Spirit is not there to glorify you and I. Holy Spirit is there to glorify Jesus. He's not there to glorify you and I. No. He's there to glorify Jesus. And Holy Spirit will never contradict the written word of God. Any contradiction in the written word of God by any spirit talking to you is not God. That is the spirit of familiar. The familiar spirit is speaking to you. If any spirit telling you things that are contrary to the word of God, it's not God. Not God. You better rebuke that spirit, because you are moving into error. We will see that. Also John 14, 17 and 26. Before we move into our topic, I'm just trying to let you know about the parables and why he used parables when he was communicating to them. He said, even the spirit of truth, if I were you, I'd be marking those words. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. These are two different things. Oh. The spirit with you and the spirit in you. The spirit with you and the spirit in you. Also the same John 14:26. But the comforter,
which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So, whatsoever Jesus did not say unto us, the Holy Spirit will not bring it to our remembrance. He will only bring to our remembrance what he has said unto us. And what has he said unto us is in the world. It's not in the internet. It's in the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are youths and you are full of energy. You are full of strength. You can stand for hours now. That's why when you look at the shirt that talks about Ecclesiastes 12:1, he says, remember, 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 remember thy creator in the days of your youth. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Why the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Time is coming when you cannot stand for long. Time is coming when you cannot run for long. Time is coming when your strength will start going down. Is it that time that you will be able to evangelize? Is it that time that your life will showcase whose family you belong to? Is it that time that you will tell people, I am Son of God? I have said it here and I repeat it again. If somebody addresses you as the son of the soil, say no if you are born again. But if you are not born again, say yes, you are the son of the soil. What happens to the son of the soil will happen to you. I am not son of the soil. I am the son of God. I'm not son of the soil. I lived in Nigeria. I'm not from Nigeria. That is where I live, but I'm not from here. One day, you will look for us. You will not see us. We have gone. Now that you are still young, what are you using your life for? Remember, the word of God says that we all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Not everybody. It's only the believers. And when we appear, it's for us to receive reward. If your walk has been tested with fire and your walk has passed the test of the fire, how will you meet him? Will you meet Jesus with souls? Or will you meet him with empty-handed? How will you meet him? How will you meet him, young people? I was like you when I heard the gospel. The pastor was preaching. My heart was bleeding. I said, I don't have this. But I was a church member. I like to go to English service. If I mention English service, most of you will know the denomination. I like to go to English service with my hymn book, ancient and modern hymn book. I love singing those hymn books. But I had a pastor. That pastor was saying this thing. I said, Kai, I don't have this thing this pastor is saying, you know. I looked at my friend. My friend looked at me. I stood up to come out. He stood up and followed me.
and I'm happy my friend is still in Christ doing exploit in Abuja, why I am in Lagos doing the one I can do. I stood up, say, I don't have this thing. I don't have it. I need it. Nobody pushed to me. Nobody, even water baptism, nobody pushed to me. I saw it in the scripture. I meet my pastor. Say, what is that? My pastor was so happy.